problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Your question straight out, flat out, and I want you to give me the honest answer. What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Well, Lloyd, that's difficult to say, and we really don't...
Hit me with it! Just give it to me straight! I came a long way just to see you, Mary. Just least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, brothers and sisters, it is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioCPete.com. I'm sorry for, that was aggressive as hell coming out of the gate. I have a half of a Bang energy drink in me, which if you have not had those, they are delicious. Poison for your body, I just know it, but they're probably better than Monsters. I gotta have something, I'm tired. I have to have something to do these. Sleepy as hell all the time. Paying dues and trying to become a productive member of society one day at a time. Welcome to the show, folks. My name is Will Koontz. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. I hope you had a good week. I hope that it was productive. Maybe you spent some time with some family. I think my dad might have heard me complaining about him. I think he subscribes to the podcast, and I think he does listen every now and again. Because once that podcast came out, he sent me a message and was like, hey, you want to hang out? And I was like, what the hell? Because if you didn't listen last week, I didn't get invited to my grandmother's birthday party. And I think my family doesn't like me. But I was invited, but I was invited, you know, the hour before it was actually taking place. So I said, no, I'm not going to that. That's insane. So he called me and or texted me. He didn't call me and asked if I wanted to go to the gun show. With him, the gun show. And initially I was like, no, not really. And I was just being petty. And I realized that that's stupid. You know, my dad's in his 60s now. Who knows what can happen? I should just go hang out with him. I'm sure he feels bad about not inviting me to grandma's party. I hope he does anyways. So I went to the gun show. Why not? I almost bought a shotgun. I was really close to buying a shotgun. It was different. I remember going to some of the gun shows. When you think about a gun show, like, I don't know what goes through your head, but I think that the prevailing narrative would be a bunch of cracker-ass crackers walking around, looking at guns and talking about, I don't know, minorities in unsettling lights. But I don't know. That's just what goes through, and I think that's what most people think. There's like Confederate flags and Nazi flags hanging all over the place, and it's just a place where white people of that voted for Donald Trump would hang out at. And there was a lot of that there. I did see a lot of Make America Great Again hats. But I'll tell you, the things that I was most perceptive of at the show was that everybody was there. I mean, it was a melting pot of folks. There was black people, Asian people, Spanish people speaking Spanish on their phones, lots of white people, but a lot of others as well. And it made me think about this whole narrative that we're being sold, that we're more divided than ever, and, you know, we're under a dictatorship, and just go outside, man. Go outside, ladies and gentlemen, and look around you, because it's not the case. They're lying to us. I don't know why. People want these things to be true so badly. Bad things happen, I know. I talk about it every week, where... But it's just, it's not the way they say it is. And I really want to fight against this because it's just not freaking true, man. I've been outside. I have eyeballs. I know it's my own anecdotal experience, but I'm just not seeing any of this stuff that they talk about on CNN and Fox News and all these news outlets. They're trying to earn viewership, and they're trying to do so by creating a narrative that is... receptive to certain people's beliefs, so they will tune in longer and watch the ads that are on cable news, that are on that 24-hour cycle. But it's not true. And it's not politics that are dividing us. It's the media that's dividing us. And stupid Twitter. Oh, my God. Twitter was brutal today. I'm recording this the day that Michael Cohen testified in front of some congressional committee. I didn't watch it, but... I got just ignorant ass tweets coming my way. There's this guy, this freaking guy. I don't even want to say his name. I think he's a troll. I think he's a moderately good troll. I can't believe this is a real person because just the things that he says are just heinous. I get accused of being just a blind Trump supporter, which is not true, by the way. But I get accused of that all the time. I just don't think he's as bad as what people are saying. That's all. I think he's bad. I just don't think he's as bad as... I don't think he's Hitler. Sorry, I don't. Again, I have eyeballs and I walk outside. That's all. But if you're not 100% with these people, you're 100% against them. So he accused myself and some of the other people on the bone of being, you know, S and Donald Trump's D, which I thought was bizarre because this man proclaims to be a liberal person, a progressive person, but uses homosexuality as a pejorative. Which is, that's weird, right? What's so bad about being gay? Who cares? But and then his defense was that, no, it's more, he's using it as the figure of speech, which, okay, I kind of get that. But you can't do that. If you're on that team, you can't do that. You're not allowed. It's not part of the playbook. So this guy is just insulting everybody. He's going after the afternoon, Drew Garabo. He's going after me and John Senning and just saying really heinous nasty things. We're stupid. We're this, we're that. And I muted this person, so I can't even see his stuff unless I seek it out. But since I was tagged in some of these posts, some of them were getting through. And eventually it just got to the point where I was just like, Mike Calta does a punch out every year, an event down at, it's been at Janice Live, I think it's called now, downtown the past few years. It's a great event, super fun. And basically he gets boxing matches together. They got some listeners that will fight. They got some novelty matches. Some personalities will fight that are on the bone. I didn't have to fight last year. But I was like, you know what? If this guy really dislikes us as much as he does, and he's saying, you know, we're a crappy station and But he listens religiously all the way from Mike Calta all the way to stay woke at the end of the night, it would appear. I said, why don't we, how about we work our differences out in the ring? And we can have a match at the punch out. And his response, now I knew this guy was not going to say, okay, sure, because it's not his deal. I'm pretty sure, like I said, that he's a troll, so he doesn't really want to fight or anything. But his response, of course, was that he wouldn't want to help me in my career by fighting me. And in order to get him to fight, it would cost him cost us big bucks, as he said, to fight. And I said, yeah, that's what I thought. I figured that was the case. And then proceeded to call me a pussy after declining my invitation to fight, decided to go ahead and call me a pussy. So I think this guy is just a huge troll at this point. I can't take anything that he says seriously, but holy crap, is it exhausting having to deal with social media. If I didn't have to do like tweet my podcast out and tweet radio stuff out and tell people, you know, what I'm doing, I think I would get rid of all social media. I know that's easy to say now, but because everybody lives on it. But I see people kind of dropping off and not using these apps and stuff as much as they used to. I don't have Facebook on my phone. I barely use Facebook. Facebook is garbage. It doesn't even do what you want to do. Instagram's where it's at. That's a Facebook product, of course. A lot of people think that if you don't have a Facebook account, no, I use Instagram. Yeah, that's them. They know. They know. They bought it, and they know everything that you're doing, and they're recording everything that you say. But, man, social media really just is the absolute worst. That's why I've just went back to doing the only thing that's fun on Twitter, which is just trolling the entire time. I have way more fun, and I know it's not I was going to say it's not moral, but I don't think that's the case. It's whatever. It's just fun. It's jokes, you know, whatever. If you take Twitter seriously, then you're dumb. So you can follow me on there at @home_made_man. Same thing with Instagram, @home_made_man. I'm looking for I gotta have a new handle or something. Underscores, I've been scolded about them by people so many times. I don't know what to change it to, though. I have no idea what to change it to. So if you have any suggestions, I'm open to them. Tweet at me, slide in them DMs, or leave me a text or voicemail, 813-693-2124. If you want to hit me up on Facebook, it's HMB Radio on Facebook. I still go on, post the pods and stuff once a week. So if you send a message over there, I will get them. If you want some stickers, I got some new cool magnets made. Send me a message. Just slip in a DM, send me your address, and I will send some out to you free of charge. And that is thanks to my friends at Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. Chrissy Parker is doing hair and loving every minute of it, Daddy. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B is the address. It's right here in St. Petersburg. Make your appointment today. Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. The Botox lady comes by that spa once a month and will inject poison wherever you want it. No questions asked. Can't guarantee that statement because it's probably not true. But worth a shot, right? TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Well, we're heading into March now. I guess technically it is March. You know what that means? Football, baby. Yeah, brother. Football is, well, few months away, but it's not too soon to start talking about it again. I mean, come on, Bucks got a new coach. Every year we get excited, but this year's different, I tell you. Damn it. It has to be, please, God. It's been a long 15 years. Well, how about this for a rumor? Superstar wide receiver Antonio Brown plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers as of now, but he wants out. He wants out of Pittsburgh. And there's a rumor, Peter King says, he's some big sports writer, I think he writes for Sports Illustrated, that the Bucks, among possible landing spots for Antonio Brown. This from the Tampa Bay Times. Peter King calls it dot connecting. So take it for what it's worth. But in his Football Morning in America column, King lists the Bucks among the five top landing spots for disgruntled Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown. DeSean Jackson wants a new start out of Tampa, King writes. The new coach out of the Bucks, Bruce Arians, was the Steelers' play caller in 2011 when Brown had his breakout NFL season. Arian wants to throw the ball deep more than any head coach in football, and it makes sense to me. The Panthers, Jets, Raiders, and Washington Redskins are among the other destinations mentioned. King acknowledges up front that Brown likely has hurt his market value by getting benched for the final game of the season and repeatedly criticizing the Steelers organization over the past month and a half. Brown's stock has fallen so far, in fact. King writes that a smart guy in the league told me the other day, look for desperate teams with Brown. In this instance, he's referring to Washington, which hasn't won a playoff game in 14 seasons. It's almost as bad as us. King does not mention Arians calling Brown a diva on Adam Schefter's podcast in January, so he must not see that as an obstacle to Brown coming to Tampa Bay. From afar, it's just too much miscommunication, too much diva, new coach Bruce Arians said on the podcast. I've heard so many stories, and I like Antonio. He plays as hard as anyone on Sundays, and he practices hard, but you've just got to make better decisions off the field. Be on time, do some of those little things. Further limiting Brown's potential suitors is the Steelers' preference to trade him to an NFC team. Could it be the Bucks? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Bucks general manager Jason Light said on Wednesday that it's not something that's currently on the table. Light and the Bucks have not had any discussions with the Steelers for Antonio Brown. I mean, of course, they're going to say that, right? They're obviously not going to put their be like, oh yeah, we'll take him. Let's take him, and then you know that muddies up the waters there. If DeSean Jackson wants out of Tampa, Antonio Brown wants out of Pittsburgh, this seems like a natural swap. If I was DeSean, Steelers would be a good place to end up. For whatever reason, him and Jameis Winston just don't, they just can't connect, man, for whatever reason. I don't know what it is, but they just don't have that natural chemistry. Antonio Brown's the best receiver in the league. You know, it seems like a pretty even swap. If the Bucks trade down in the draft and get some extra picks, maybe you send a higher pick, along with DeSean Jackson for the best receiver in the league. Oh, man, that would be something else. You get Mike Evans, Antonio Brown on either sides of each other, O.J. Howard running down the middle, Cam Brate still in the mix as far as I know. I don't know what's happening to, what's his name, the white dude? What's the white guy's name for the Bucks, the receiver? Humphreys. I don't know if he's sticking around or not. I think he's going to commandeer enough money that he probably won't be around. But he's still got the other dude. What's the black dude's name from Penn State? I can't remember. You know what I'm talking about. The wide receiver there. I can't remember his name. But you got him in the mix and a new coach that's offensive-minded. I'm excited for the Bucks this year. What do you think? Do we have a chance in hell at Antonio Brown? Do the Bucks sniff the playoffs this year? Do the Bucks make the playoffs this year? I want to hear your super early Tampa Bay Buccaneers predictions. Give me a shout on the voicemail line, 813-693-2124. You can leave a voice or a text message there. If you have not, I encourage you to please subscribe to this podcast, HMB Radio, on your favorite wherever you get your podcasts, it should be there. Stitcher, iTunes, just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay. Give it a 5-star rating while you're there. Share it with a friend. Retweet the tweets that I tweet out for this stuff. It really helps me out. It only takes a second, and I love you for it.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
So I want to tell you all real quick that I stepped on the scale. I stepped on a scale. I hate the scale. It's the devil, and it just hurts my feelings. But I stepped on it this week, and I was down 10 pounds from October, baby. That's right. And I got to blame, or not blame, but the cause of it is NTT Fitness. NTTFitness.com is a, though they have a gym, I don't go to that, but I am running in the morning and doing push-ups and all that stuff. I'm doing 100 push-ups a day now. Not bragging. Maybe a little bit. I'm getting 100 done every day. Not weekends, but weekdays. You know, and I'm running a few days a week. Been doing that for a long time. Haven't been able to drop any weight because I eat like a pig. I'm an idiot as far as food goes. I'm single. I live alone. You know, cooking for one is tough. But thanks to NTT Fitness, they deliver fresh, delicious, healthy foods right to my door every Sunday. I love them so much. They are the best. And they actually know what they're doing. They're certified for this stuff. So they put the proper nutrition in a package and give it to me so I can just, you know, consume it. And because I don't know what I'm doing, man. And yeah, I know I could food prep on Sundays. Yes, I know. But it takes all damn day. When I talk to my friends at food prep, it's 6 hours of your Sunday. Well, that's your whole Sunday kaput. That's it. It's done. Get your Sundays back. Check out nttfitness.com, the food preparation service. If you order your first order, you know, select everything that you want and put it in the cart. At checkout, you put in code LEVELUP15. LEVELUP15, you get 15% off your first order. I had the honey glazed salmon this week. I don't like fish. I don't really like salmon. I kid you not. I swear to God, this is not. I mean, this is an ad, but this is absolutely true. I loved it. It was my favorite fish that I've ever had. And that came out of the microwave after it was done. So they really know what they're doing. The food's awesome. And I know you'll love it. If you try it, level up 15 at nttfitness.com and homemadepodcasts.com. Homemade podcasts with an S. .com. That's my media consulting side business that I have. If you're interested in starting a podcast but don't know how to begin, I can help you if you just message me at homemadepodcasts.com, or you can call me at 813-693-2124 and leave a voicemail. We'll call you back. You know, just any questions that you have, hardware, software, any of that good stuff, I can help you. Let's work together. Homemadepodcasts.com. And on Stay Woke this week, Stay Woke is a radio program that I co-host with my pal Anna Hummel. We got into a little bit about dating stuff. We talk a lot about it because it's a big part of both of our lives. Anna's semi-recently single for, it's been about 6 months now, I guess. So she's starting to get back out there, and we both use the apps, and we determined that I have the worst luck ever on these apps. I'm just not good at it. And when I tell Anna these stories, she's blown away because she thinks she has bad luck. And then I tell her these stories and we talked about it. So let's check out this clip from Stay Woke. If you're not up when Stay Woke is on, which is at midnight, so at weeknights, you can download the 102.5 The Bone app in the App Store and you can get it on demand. Just push play, go to the on demand section, push play on Stay Woke. You can listen to Stay Woke. All the other Bone shows are on there. Mike Calta, Drew Garabo, Roger and JP, Soul Brother Kevin, Johnny B Show, and Stay Woke. They're all there for you on demand when you want them so you don't have to stay up like a complete lunatic. And, you know, you just get on with your life. So let's check out this clip from Stay Woke.
You sent me some choice texts this weekend that I would like to discuss. Now, Will briefly mentioned during Johnny's show that he's been having trouble dating. And not because of anything that Will has done wrong. Granted, I'm not dating you. Maybe you are. I don't know. But you seem to run into people that on the very surface seem relatively cool, relatively normal, maybe have a sense of humor. I don't know. But then you just dig a tiny bit deeper and it is just a diabolical mess. And a lot of people, you know, they lament, oh, I'm the worst luck with guys or with girls. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, everybody. It's rough out there. You know, love is a battlefield. But honestly, Will, this is uncanny. Like, your situation is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. And you're not hyperbolizing anything. Like, when you tell me that you are having trouble and that these girls are psychotic, I'm like, yeah, they all say that. No. You guys, Will's really the ones that follow Will or get involved with Will, they really end up being psychotic.
It is completely uncanny, my ability to get involved with these people. I don't know if it's something that I bring to the table or something maybe that I like, maybe. I don't know that that's causing these things. But there was the one who she had a serious partner that passed away.
Uh-huh.
And when I heard that, I go, okay, well, I don't have a shot in hell at this one. So I kind of just let that one go.
In the sense that you think that she's going to be an emotional mess or that you're not.
Is.
Of course.
Yeah, and it's self-admitted on her.
You weren't equipped to deal with it or you didn't want to or a combination.
I think it was more that she didn't want to be involved with anybody.
Got you. Okay.
She just wasn't really interested
ready.
In that.
Okay.
So, and I'm pretty patient, but I'm not that patient. So I decided, okay, that one's just, I'll let that one go. There was another girl I was kind of talking to. She went out of town to visit. She went back home for a few days. So I didn't really hear from her that much. Exchanged a few messages.
I mean, you're attracted to this girl. She's pretty.
Sure.
How old is she, roughly?
She was,
you know,
late 20s, I believe.
Late 20s. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, she went out of town. We exchanged a few, you know, text messages here and there during that time. I think she was gone like a week or something. So I didn't know if she was back or not.
Mm.
So I sent a message the other day and just said, "What's up, dog?" And that's kind of all I said.
You said, I think you said, like, what are you up to or what's happening or something?
No, or I said, you back in, well, I guess I could just pull this up right away. And
it was very, very, very benign.
But yes, totally benign.
I didn't understand. I literally had to read it twice.
I deleted.
Oh, I have it.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I sent it. I screenshotted it. That's
you sent
great.
It to me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Got it.
There you go.
So I said, hey, you know, are you back? You know, what's up, dog? Type
you,
of thing.
You want to see her?
Saying it, yeah. Like, why are you back? Let's hang or whatever.
Right.
And she didn't really answer me at all. And she goes, "You want to try that again?" And I went, "No." What are you talking about? And she goes, "You don't like urban vernacular?" Is what I said to her. She goes, "No, I don't actually." And I go, "Okay." Well, I do. It's fun. So, what's going on?
Oh, double downs.
Yeah, double down on it. And then she just didn't answer me. I went, oh, that's weird. And then a few hours later, I sent back, wait, are you seriously upset mm-hmm. about this?
Yeah.
And she didn't answer me. So, I was like, okay. And I was talking to a couple friends of mine that I talked to. I actually hung out with my dad yesterday. So,
right.
I was telling him about this, too. And he just kept saying, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with this. I'm so sorry that you have to deal with this crap. This is insane. So, but he suggested, you know, why don't you reach out and just try to clarify some things?
I think that's a good idea.
Maybe. I knew it was going to be a waste of time.
Sure,
though.
But at least you clear the air and you figure out what's going on.
At least I'll know, I guess.
Right.
Because here's what I think. Well, I'll tell you my theory on it in a second. So I said to her yesterday, I go, so not really sure what happened here. Just didn't want to end this thing in a misunderstanding, but I was just kind of joking around with you, is what I said to her. I said, however, that's pretty tame as far as my jokes go. So if you're offended by those, then maybe we wouldn't really, you know, work out. Just wanted to clarify, you know, and explain the situation. And she ended up, I figured I wouldn't get a response back for a few hours because that's usually how the game goes, but she answered back pretty quick.
Okay.
And she said, honestly, I don't really care for that terminology or whatever you call it. But just really just seems immature to me and not something you would say to someone you liked. And that's if that's the way you joke around and talk, then maybe you're right saying that we wouldn't be a good match. Which I replied,
that can't be it, dude.
All righty then. So I just went, okay.
that cannot be it. Yes. I'm telling you, I think you were Megyn Kelly.
I was Megyn Kelly.
You were Megyn Kelly. They were going to fire you anyways because your show wasn't doing well. But she decided, the blackface thing. Well, he said, what's up, dog? I'm not a fan.
Yes, that's what it is. These girls are abusive. I can't stand it. And it's like, I know what you're doing, okay? I'm pretty smart. I can figure this stuff out.
You're not an idiot, I feel.
I'm at least not an idiot.
Yeah, definitely not an idiot.
And I've done this for years, so I know
things. You know
the
game. You
know
how women operate. You know how guys operate. You know how it works.
So what happened was that she probably either started talking to somebody else, or she just, you know, maybe it just wasn't working out for her on her end. So instead of just saying, you know, having to have an uncomfortable talk.
An adult conversation.
Even though that one was pretty uncomfortable, frankly. But I guess I kind of forced her hand on it, too, because she wouldn't. She would have been happy just not leaving it at that and then closing the door.
She could have dealt with this in a much more mature way, which was funny because she criticized you for being immature. She could have just been like, listen, I'm talking to somebody else or, you know, I'm not interested. That would have been more mature.
I would have been like, oh, okay, right
then
on.
Pretending to be upset about something that is, I don't even
it's
think
so
you get upset
it's
by.
It's such an unreasonable thing
excuse,
to be
yeah.
upset about. That can't possibly be the reason. So she either met somebody else and she didn't want to have the conversation with me. So instead, what these people do is they'll gaslight you, meaning they'll try to make it seem like it's you're the one who's doing it.
Ah.
So she's making a big deal out of this "was up, dog" thing. That is so unreasonable and so dumb to be upset about. Like, and if she really is upset about something like that,
would
then
never
I would I would never want to be with her.
Of course. Now, how many like dates, how much investment have you put in this girl?
We
already
went out a few times.
But still, like, you spent time. I'm sure you spent some money on her. Like,
yeah, I did.
Did you enjoy the discourse? Like,
I was open to the idea of continuing to see her.
Well, clearly you asked her, what's up? What's going on?
What's up, dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was interested in at least trying to figure out if I liked her or not. We hung out a few times and I was kind of like, eh. But until it goes bad, let's ride this train until it goes bad.
I completely understand where you're coming from. Maybe this is her. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hello.
Oh, it's definitely her. What's going on?
What's up, dog?
Can I give you a little insight on how to talk to her?
Yeah.
All right, man. Take it from a 49-year-old man. Mm. When you say, what's up, sweet pea?
Mm. What?
Let's hang out tonight.
And yeah.
Break it like that, dog ain't going to work, but sweet pea, that's going to get you in.
Right, right. Anna's looking at me like that is not the case, sir.
Again, I'm not normal, so I feel like I'm not a good measure. I'm not a good measure.
I do understand what you're saying, though, sir.
Well, what is normal, though?
I mean, maybe some girls like a little bit of a more gentle sort of salutation. I would much prefer dog than like sweet pea, because that's not to say that that's belittling, but again, like I'm weird. I don't know.
But sir, you understand too what I was doing there. I'm not calling her like, no, what's up, my brother. I'm being like, hey, I'm silly. What's up, dog? Type of thing.
I'm
you know?
A goofy man.
Yeah.
On the same token though, sweet pea is a term of endearment, and some girls really, really do like that.
Yeah.
Not.
No, sure. For sure. You're absolutely right. 100%. No, I get you.
I honestly
all right, guys,
think,
you guys have
a good night, man. Oh no, you're good. You're good, dude. Have a good night, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. I honestly think what's up, dog is like less benign, or sorry, more benign than sweet pea, because I feel like nowadays
that
could be like a belittling term.
Yes.
I remember I got gas once at 7-Eleven right here, and what did the guy say to me? He didn't call me sweet pea. He called me like honey or something, princess. It was something that was like a term of endearment, but it sounded weird. But so he was like, oh, it's $25, sweet pea or something, and I just carried on. It was no big deal. And then he goes, I'm sorry that I called you that. And I was like, what? And he's like, I didn't mean to offend you or anything. I'm like, what are you talking about? He was like, you know what? I called you honey or something. And I was like, dude, if I'm getting upset about that, I don't have a lot going on in my life. Like, you don't ever worry about that. But the thing is, he worried about it because people do get upset over those things.
They do now.
So
yes,
I think that is actually would be kind of like more like offensive in all of the quotes than if you were to say, what's up, dog? Because that's more like gender neutral, even though it's.
Yeah. And it's
geared towards
mostly
men.
Just made, it was kind of just a silly way.
I totally understand where you're coming
from. It makes me laugh, so I assume that's going to make other people laugh.
Right.
Too.
And obviously this is like I've seen pictures of her. She's just a white, normal girl.
Yeah.
She's not a bro or a dog or anything like that, which is why it was funny and silly, and I understand why you're trying to be playful.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And say, oh, let's hang out. I haven't seen you in a long time. Let's hang out. Because, it's just hard to balance all these things. I try to really give it a college try, you know, get in there and try. And it's like, you know, there was that one and then the one with the dead boyfriend that I liked a lot. And then she just totally pushed me away immediately. It's like, maybe I just shouldn't.
There was also, I don't know if you want to talk about the other one.
Which one?
I think she just got attached a little too quickly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess we'll just leave it there.
Well, you know, it was kind of a relationship where it was very under the basis of friends with benefits type
okay,
of situation
gotcha.
That turned into, hey, I love you real quick.
And Did she say I love you?
No, she didn't, but she this girl went away on vacation. This was a while. This was a couple months ago now.
Yeah.
But it was under the guise. She was like, listen, I don't want a relationship. I'm very busy. You know, I'm kind of just looking for something casual.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm very busy too. Yeah, right. We can do casual. And it went from casual to I miss you. And I'm like, uh-oh.
After just a few, like two encounters.
Yeah, it was definitely heading down that track. So that was another weird one. I just have terrible, terrible luck.
You really do.
I should give up.
No, don't give up.
No, I
think
I should.
You got to keep trying. We need more content for this show. 727-579-1025. You know, I was talking to my one of my best friends. He's this Canadian guy. He lives in Toronto. And he was telling me, get this. He was so fed up with these apps, much like you are, that he deleted them and he asked his friends to like set him up with people that they know. Like old school 1993, hook me up with one of your friends. Because he was like, I need someone who's been vetted by other people. I want to know someone who knows someone. Do it like they used to do it. Not so much like you're meeting with strangers and, you know, especially a lot of things. So many things can go wrong in those early stages because it's so low investment. They're not a real person to you yet. Before you meet in person, they're just a digital voice. You know, it's very easy to ignore someone. It's very easy to misunderstand what they're talking about, and then everything gets ruined before it even starts. I wonder so many times how many things got thwarted. And it would have been a great match, but it was just something in the beginning happened, and it was a misunderstanding.
And it's so hard too, because when you're having these conversations, you know, on the basically I was gonna say on the computer, but on your phone, where you're just interacting with text, it's so low investment that you don't have any context about who that person is. You're missing tone, you're missing nonverbal communication,
right.
And they actually might get along, but they could just say something a little weird, and then you're like, I'm out. It's so low investment that you can just bail.
A few other people already. Yeah.
And then I think there's science behind this, where if you have more than three options, the human brain just freezes. It can't really pick. It has trouble picking, you know, more than one thing,
right.
if there's more than three options. So, I mean, and I'm sure with women, it's insane as far as the options that they have on there. Because I have quite a few, and I'm just an average-looking dopey guy. So I can only imagine what ladies are going through with these things.
Again, like, I've talked about my own sort of, not that they're problems or anything like that, but I get very bored very easily. Because I am pretty cerebral, and I get sick of saying the same things. Oh, how's your day? What do you do? What's going on? And I know that that's what most people want. So I try to keep that in mind, that they're just being average Joe, trying to be nice, not trying to be threatening, not trying to be over-sexual, because I know that there's a lot of things going on in their mind. They don't want to come across aggressive, but they want to come across interested.
Yeah.
But maybe they're not really quick-witted. Maybe they don't want to say a joke that offends people because they don't know me. And apparently people get offended by stuff very, very easily. So for me, I get very bored very quickly.
Yeah, I hear you. And, you know, like I said, I really don't think that that's what she was upset about. It was clearly,
no, you got Megyn Kelly'd.
Yeah,
for
I
sure.
Definitely got Megyn Kelly'd. Mm-hmm.
You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
This is Dave.
What's up, Dave? Oh, Jesus.
Hey, I just wanted to say.
Dave, are you on a Bluetooth?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Hey, can you take us off Bluetooth?
Oh, okay. I'm just going to pot you down there for a second because you're giving me anxiety, Dave.
It's an alien spacecraft of some kind.
Hello. Okay.
I just wanted to say.
Much better.
I just wanted to say that I agree completely with Will. Like, there's times you just want to completely give up on the dating apps and the dating game because listening to what he just said, I'm going through the same thing.
How old are you, sir? Can we get some reference?
Well, when you said.
Okay.
Talking, get hooked up with, you know, friends, you know, like friends of friends. That's exactly what I've been telling myself.
How old are you, sir?
That's the only, I'm 49.
Okay,
But that's exactly what you need to do. You need to get hooked up with friends through friends. You know what I mean? Like that scenario.
The old school.
Because that's the only way to do it.
What do they call it?
Absolutely.
Matchmaking. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how long have you been single, sir? When was your last relationship?
Geez, a few years ago. I was divorced about 6 years ago.
Okay.
And then just been real busy with work and raising a child and stuff like that. So, you know, just going out here and there, but the bar scene is not for me. That's not where I want to find somebody.
Okay.
So I go to these apps. And they're so depressing. It's just like Will said. It's not just him. It's me. It's probably 90% of the people out there getting completely discouraged.
So
you know,
I don't know what it's like being 49 on these apps, but I think I'm in such a weird age group. I'm 34. You know, I'm searching for between, you know, 25 and 35, I would say, is my age range that I'm really looking for. I got it set from 21. But,
sure,
you know,
why not?
I'll entertain those, but probably not going to work out. Right. But whatevs, you know, having fun out there. But so I'm in this weird age group where either everybody's married right now or coupled up. They have children. Mm-hmm. Or they're crazy. Those are the three things.
Or
so
divorced.
People,
they have some kids.
Or divorced. So, yes.
Well,
so you have...
Will, when I was your age, man, I was getting after it, you know?
Yeah.
When you get to be my age, yes, it's a little more difficult. You don't want to do the bar scene. You're hoping that you have friends that have single friends, divorced friends, or, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Because it gets a little difficult. I mean, but you just got to keep trucking. You just got to keep doing it.
I would say it's probably, you know, I would say it's probably almost easier for you because, you know, in your age group, you know, the kids are grown up, they're out of the house or in college or whatever most of the time. So I don't have to do it. Like, I wouldn't be totally against dating a woman with kids, but it's just not my lifestyle that I live. If I also had a kid, then we could go to the park and take the kids to the park and hang out. But I just don't
but
live that life.
You'd be surprised, though, meeting somebody that does have a child. And most people, honestly, do have children.
Oh,
you know,
I know. Believe me, I know.
So you might find yourself going to the park and doing the amusement parks and the fairs and the festivals. You could do that with kids. And it's still just as fun.
I could.
I mean, you don't get hammered. Yeah. You know, but you do have a good sober time.
Right. But I feel like at least with our generation, a lot less people have kids at 30 to 35 than they did when our parents were our age.
Yeah.
Sure.
Lot of women are prioritizing their careers and they're pushing off kids. Some are not having kids at all. So I think that there's plenty of people without kids, but especially in our age range, it's not unusual for especially a woman to have a small child.
No, and it's not. Right. It's usually either, you know, they're single moms, they're, you know, divorcees with baggage or something crazy happened like that.
Everybody
like that.
And I would say don't shut it out, though. At least give it a shot. You never know. You might actually like it, especially if it's not your child. Not like you have to be daddy.
Right.
But you might actually enjoy it. And it opens up the door for a few more people that could be, you know, interesting to you.
Sure.
You know?
No, and I, like I said, I don't totally take it off the table, but it would have to be somebody I really liked quite a bit in order for me
to
even entertain that.
Absolutely.
All right,
well,
man.
You guys have a good night.
You too. Good luck out there.
Don't give up, Will.
Don't give up, Will.
You don't either, man.
Stay strong.
All right. I won't. I'll talk to you later.
All right. You won't stay strong? Okay. I'd love to hear about your dating grievances at this time, especially with the dating apps, because it's such a... I remember first hearing about online dating, and I remember telling my friend, I said, this was probably back in 2010, I will never do online dating.
Yeah,
that's for the lamos. Yeah. That's for the people who, like, they can't get out in public.
Right.
They just want to stay behind their computer and, like, jerk it, and they're weirdos. And now everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. And I don't even consider it, I mean, it's online dating, sure, but it's like, oh, I'm not online dating. That's like eHarmony. I'm on Bumble. I'm on Tinder.
And they're different because... Even if you go into the iTunes store, like Tinder is an essential app, they call it, where it's not preloaded, but it's one of those suggested ones
highly used, right.
And it's one of those things, too, where it's, like I said, it's low investments, low buy-in. So what usually happens to me is I will get drunk at some point, download the app,
right,
stay for a few weeks, be like, oh, my God, this is terrible. I hate this. Next time I get drunk, delete the app, stay off for, you know, maybe a few months even, and then I get drunk again and download the app. And it's this really vicious cycle that I live in that goes around and around.
All righty, there we go. Pretty bad, huh? Yeah, I told you. I was not kidding. Do you have bad dating experiences online or otherwise? I'd love to hear those horror stories as well. 813-693-2124. Let's chat. Let's talk. I'll play what you got next week if there's any good ones in the mix. And with that, I will leave you for this week. Another podcast in the books, just like that. Thank you very much for tuning in. Follow on Facebook, HMB Radio. Follow Radio St. Pete while you're there, too. Radio STPETE and home underscore made underscore man. If you want any stickers, magnets, any of that good stuff, slip my DMs, and I'll get some out to you for free. I thank you very much for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit after that. If you're listening on podcast, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please tell a friend. Spread the word. Many thanks. I hope you have a great week, a great day, a great future ahead of you. My name is Will Kuntz. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. See you next week. Bye.
Have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.